Well?
Tabitha demanded anxiously, before Wolf even had a chance to settle himself into the chair opposite her, in the cosy parlour, the family's preferred room for everyday living while they were staying at Glamwyddan Hall. Can I pour myself a cup of tea first? Wolf asked, smiling at his wife's impatience.
I will pour for you while you talk.
Wolf accepted his fate with good grace. I spoke with Bear and he took my word seriously. Tabitha had to tamp down her frustration.
Well, I never doubted he would take them seriously. But what did he have to say about their relationship?
Wolf understood her impatience. Wolf had known for some time that he needed to have this conversation with Bear, but he had been so uncomfortable broaching the subject that he delayed it much longer than he should have. Both he and Tabitha had been concerned for some time about the obvious growing closeness between Bear and Mrs. Rose O'Leary, Tabitha's private secretary. Wolf agreed that as Bear's long-time friend, employer and the head of the household, it was fitting that he was the one to raise the issue. However, that didn't mean it was an easy subject for the two men to discuss. As you might imagine, Bear was no more comfortable having such a conversation than I was starting it. Tabitha could easily imagine this. Bear was a taciturn man at the best of times. That he sat in an unusual grey area between employee and closest friend must have made the conversation even more awkward. Was the matter being raised by Wolf, the man he had lived, worked, and often starved alongside for more than a decade, or the Earl of Pembroke, who paid the wages of both Bear and Mrs. O'Leary?
And yet you did start it?
Tabitha asked nervously, suddenly worried her husband might have found yet another reason merely to hint at the issue, rather than facing it straight on. I did, you need not worry. For the most part, I covered everything we discussed. There is no understanding between them, at least for now. Mrs. O'Leary has not been widowed for even 6 months, and, despite her lack of grief over her husband's death, Bear understands there are some social conventions that must be observed. Even as Wolf said this, he felt like arguing, yet again, that what might be expected of a woman of their status and rank was hardly a standard to which anyone was likely to hold the widow of a violent street thug. Nonetheless, he understood Tabitha's point. While Mr. O'Leary had been a criminal, Rose O'Leary was brought up in a genteel, middle-class household. The standard was one to which the woman would undoubtedly hold herself, regardless of what the world might demand. Tabitha considered Wolf's choice of words.
So he does intend to pursue a courtship once society's demands have been satisfied?
You can hardly have expected me to ask him that so directly, Wolf exclaimed. Even as he said this, he knew that was precisely what his wife had expected him to do. The frustration on her face conveyed that very expectation. His intuition was confirmed as Tabitha set aside her teacup, leaned forward, and said in a tone she might use with Melody to explain why she was in trouble,
Wolf, what else did you think you were talking with him about, if not just that?
Tabitha shook her head. She knew she should have been the one to speak with Bear. As unconventional as it might have been, at least the conversation would have served its purpose. As Wolf relived the conversation with Bear, he cringed all over again, but forced himself to answer. You know Bear. And well, you know me. We were never going to get into those kinds of details. But yes, there is a growing attachment between the two, and yes, when her mourning period is over, he is interested in seeing where that leads, and she has indicated her willingness for him to do so. Are you satisfied now? Tabitha leant back, a smile on her face.
Very.
Wolf sighed again, this time in relief. He celebrated his release by taking two of Mrs. Budge's delicious shortbread biscuits to munch on while he sipped his tea. Just as Wolf had finished his first biscuit and was starting to relax after the stress of his morning conversation with Bear, the door to the parlour opened. Although it was a warm summer day, he could have sworn an icy chill filled the room.